Patients with bipolar disorder often do have more insight into the depressed phase of the illness, although I'll add one exception to that, which is that psychosis is somewhat more commonly seen in the depressed phase of bipolar disorder than unipolar disorder. So the clinician really wants to be quite attuned, not just to ticking off symptoms of a major depressive episode, as well as capturing a historical background of a mania or a hypomania, but some of the nuanced features around psychosis, as well as the qualitative aspects of a major depression.